In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Happy 4th of July.
It's no longer gay marriage, but it's just marriage.
Men with thicker bills make better boyfriends.
And a man masturbating at a pizza parlor.
All these coming up. Stay tuned. Bear Podcast, 573. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 573. And it's a Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. And happy Pride!
Happy belated Pride.
Belated Pride, because it was last weekend for here in Houston.
Yeah. Because we got to have it at the hottest damn month of the year here in Houston. Yeah.
And what do you think of the new location?
I liked it. One thing about being downtown is all the, because of the buildings, the wind hits them and it gets pushed down. So there's kind of always a breeze all night long.
Oh, okay.
And if you got in the right places, you can sit in there. It's almost like being in an AC in certain spots Saturday night. So.
Yeah, it wasn't as warm as I thought it would be. But, of course, it started at 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m. So.
But it was also overcast, and there were storms going on around downtown. So I had a great electrical storm during the parade.
Oh, yeah, going down. There's so much lightning. But on the way down, when I was almost there, it's this big rainbow.
Oh. See, Mayor Anise Parker can just work miracles.
Yeah, that's right. Miracle. So yeah, it was good. I was there with Pauline. Some of the pictures here. Yeah, you could see the Asians and Friends pictures here.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see the Houston Bears. They were all wearing masks. And I couldn't recognize them.
I don't remember them being in a mask.
You don't remember them? I was looking at them and then I saw some pictures of the Houston Bears and they were wearing masks. That's why I couldn't
recognize them. Gene wasn't wearing one. He was walking. And people were on the float, and they were throwing stuff, I think.
Okay.
Because we were down there close to where the bandstand was, where their announcement was of who they were.
Mm-hmm.
When they came by, they didn't have on masks then. Maybe they put them on, took them on, and put them off. I don't know. So, but I didn't see it. So.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool being downtown because some of the people got in the parking garages along the route. So you had like maybe four or five stories of people in a parking garage overlooking the, hanging out over the ledge.
They kind heard
of,
that.
I saw some of them that looked like they'd backed their cars or trucks up as far back as they could and let the tailgate down. And they were sitting in it so they could see over and down onto the street and had great views. And it was pretty wild. Downtown's a nice, much better place for it. I noticed that there was no floats getting torn up because of the trees, there usually is in the Montrose area.
That happens, huh?
It looked like they could line them up pretty quick because they just blocked off a street and lined all the floats up down it. That way, when they just took off in order, it looked like. So.
Yeah.
The only issue was getting down there was we went to a friend's house in Montrose, and then we walked over to the train and got on the train. The train was packed.
Oh, I bet. How about the...
And getting back, it was even worse.
I thought there were shuttles. You didn't go on it. There were shuttles.
We just went over and got on the train.
There were some shuttles that came from the Montrose area, maybe in the...
Maybe the bars were running.
Probably.
So they get some, because all that revenue they were losing for Pride not being in Montrose.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did actually was park near Tony's Corner Pocket, around there. And then I walked. It's about less than 10-minute walk.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad from where we walked from in Montrose, because it was like two or three blocks away, and then we got on the train and took the train down, and then we got off and everybody else, and there was a divide when we got off the train. If you went left, you were going to Gay Pride. If you went right, you were going to Garth Brooks.
Okay, so that's...
And a couple of people, and there was a couple of people was like, y'all shouldn't be going to Garth Brooks. Y'all should come with us.
Go get us at the
Pride. Cute little cowboys down there.
Okay, so you did that. What do you think of the floats or the parades?
I mean, they're floats. Most of them are homemade floats, so they're pretty cool. Yeah.
I noticed a lot of course, just like any other year, too much commercialism. AT&T.
But you know what? Those commercial floats, they have to pay a lot of money to be in that parade.
That's true. But
if you're an organization, it's a little bit cheaper. But if you got a corporate name, logo on your float, you pay out the wazoo to get in that parade.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to.
But it's good. I mean, a lot of big companies support their gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgendered employees.
So. Well, that's true. That's true. Especially if it's like Southwest Airlines or Delta Continental, United.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't have those clothes either. I don't know. They're about 100 plus, 140, I think.
Yeah.
And I found out that that the Houston Bears were about 38, something like that.
Yeah.
And then 38, I looked at the website and everything, it's 38. And then I looked at the numbers, 33. I did not notice them. Like I said, I kept looking. And they were, I don't know. You didn't see them at all, did you?
Yeah, I saw them.
Oh, you saw them. Yeah. Okay. I noticed. I saw in the pictures there were masks. Yeah. That's why I was
thinking. They might have had put some mask or something on, but I don't remember seeing them on the float because I remember seeing Gene because he was one of the spotters along the truck.
Okay.
And then I saw a bunch of people on the float. Most of them I didn't recognize. So,
I feel bad. I didn't get to take pictures.
Orlin was on there. Daddy and Montrose. He was on the float.
Oh. So I ended up just taking pictures and videos of the Asians and Friends. Oh, they were carrying Pikachus. You saw that?
Yeah, though. I saw that, yeah.
Saw that. They're all saying, carrying Pikachus.
Yeah. We saw most of it. I mean, from start to finish, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Did you actually finish it, the parade?
Well, we walked back the way the route was coming. So we're walking back to the train, we passed most of the floats. And as right as we made the corner to get back on the train, the last float was pulling out, which I think was a boat behind a truck.
Oh, okay.
So I think one of the boat dealers and put a thing in. So
oh, it's a commercial thing too.
Yeah. But it was nice. I thought it was good. As far as feedback, everybody seemed to like downtown. I hadn't heard any negative feedback. The only negative feedback I heard about Pride was the festival, which I don't go to. I've never been to. They said it was kind of disorganized. And
a big I bet night. It was. It's got some, is it Ginger Minge from RuPaul?
RuPaul, yeah. So.
And there are
a few. But I think they were talking about the organization of it. Nobody knew what was going on. It was a big old mess as far as where it was staged. I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, that's just hearsay. You know how
gays are. I've only been once. Mike and I went to the festival once and saw a concert. It was really a small concert. Not too many people were gathering around, but it was Pansy Division. Have you heard of that band?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pansy Division. It's a great punk band, punk gay band. They're really, really awesome. And I saw them live play at the festival one time, a couple of years, many years ago. And yeah, that's Gay Pride.
Yeah,
2014. So you're saying it being in the downtown area is good.
I think so. You know, people want to keep it in Montrose because Montrose is supposedly the gay area, and it's really not anymore. The only gay things there are the bars.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's pretty much gentrified now. But I think it gives it more credence to, like most national cities, they have their gay pride in downtown. They don't have it outside of gay town, outside of downtown. So, and I thought it worked out better. It looked like, it, you know, for the number of years I built floats and were in it and was involved with the parade, that it felt like a lot nicer to do downtown because you wouldn't get your float torn up because of trees. There wasn't a whole, I mean, one of the biggest things on Montrose is they couldn't block the streets off. So there's always people running across the street, out trying to grab stuff. Downtown, they had the whole street with fences all the way down it, so you couldn't get out in the street.
And for one thing, it's a Saturday. Many businesses were closed.
Closed, yeah.
So there are no restaurants.
That's well, the problem with that. Well, no, there are a bunch of restaurants and stuff down there.
On the way, along the way.
Downtown. I mean, you just got to walk over to them. I mean, a lot of places do close down, but there are a lot of high-end restaurants that are open down there you can go to.
During the parade?
During the parade, yes.
Because the way it works, in my experience, on Westheimer, the parades, is that there are so many restaurants there, like Cafe Agora. There are some restaurants there. What's in the corner? I don't know. Mandel and you remember?
There's a bunch of stuff downtown.
Imperial? Too. Wait. Something E. Anyway, so there are lots of restaurants there. There are some Vietnamese restaurants on Momong. Yeah. There's so many. There's a Thai restaurant. There's a lot of restaurants on Westheimer that are open, and people are just gathering around.
Well, there's a lot of restaurants in downtown that are open at night, too, because there is a lot going on downtown anymore. So
there's not much, no.
No, there is. There is a bunch. Downtown has a pretty decent nightlife anymore.
But on that route, though?
Well, I don't know if it was on that route, but if you know where stuff is downtown, you could have got to it. It wasn't that hard.
Anyway, so overall, you enjoyed it.
Overall, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it
except somewhat. For on the walk back to my friend's house. It started pouring down rain, so we had to run 3 blocks in the rain.
Did you bring Ziploc bags?
No.
No, you didn't. I kind of expected it.
It wasn't bad. We just got damp. That was it. I mean, it just the rain held off, and then like as soon as we got off the train and walked under the spur off of 59, the bottoms fell out. Mm-hmm. So we just had to walk 3 blocks in the rain. Or skip.
I just walked back. I think, what did I do? I ate at Mice afterwards, so we got hungry.
Yeah, that's why I went over to Mice.
Yeah. So. And then, Mice is a Vietnamese restaurant there on Milam Street, in that area. So, and then I went home just too tired. The next day, Sunday, I was supposed to play softball, but it kept raining, so there's no softball to play anymore. So really, the highlight of that week, last weekend, is really Pride.
Your Pride, yeah. Also, happy 4th of July, because most of y'all watching the show will watch it
by
4th of July.
Saturday,
we hope.
So. Advanced. And then probably say happy 4th of July again next week again.
Yeah.
Something. Okay, so let's move on. We have, well, I know it's kind of late because everything happened last week, Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Obamacare. I think Obamacare was 6-4. There's a 6-3 decision. And then Friday, the biggest one for us, which is, of course, same-sex marriage is now legal nationwide. And it was decided already. People are saying it's the law. It's not really a law. It's a clarification.
It's a clarification.
It's a clarification to say judges cannot make laws. Only the only Congress.
That's a clarification of what.
That's true, but Congress made laws, and it's the judges.
Well, Congress said that the DOMA Act was unconstitutional because it didn't offer equal rights to people.
Mm-hmm.
So that got overturned.
Yeah.
And what the last case was about: what is are gays allowed to be married? What defines marriage? And the Supreme Court justice basically said we have a constitutional right to marry. So, which, if we read the article, it'll tell you something about that.
All right.
That's on our topic this week. We got a kind of long topic this week, but it's pretty good. So, Supreme Court, same-sex marriage is legal nationwide. Same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry under the 14th Amendment. The United States Supreme Court ruled in a historic 5-4 decision Thursday, with Justice Anthony Kennedy writing for the majority. The decision also overturned states' existing marriage bans. No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. The petitioners ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right, Kennedy wrote. As expected, Kennedy was joined by Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan. Chief Justice John Roberts, considered a wild card in the case, wrote a dissent joined by Justice Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, who each filed dissents of their own because they're haters. But what this means to you, if you're listening to our show and you're straight or gay, we're going to break this down. I'm going to read the bold, Maynard, and you're going to read the non-bold parts.
All right, okay, I'll do that.
Okay, a 30-second guide on how gay marriage ruling affects you.
So it's really a question for everyone, will affect you, whether you're gay or straight. Okay.
Okay. If you're homosexual and are already married.
If you have been lucky enough to live in a state that allowed gay marriage, the federal government already recognized your marriage as a thing, and you are eligible for tax, health, and pension benefits under federal law like any other married couple. Previously, if you had moved to another state that didn't recognize gay marriage, that state didn't have to recognize your marriage. Now your marriage is recognized everywhere the same as anyone else. This is the situation that I have with Mike, because my partner Mike and I were married in Massachusetts. So, you know, going back to Houston, to Texas, it doesn't mean anything. Now it does.
Now you're really married.
Yeah, so I have to change a few things now. Okay.
If you're a homosexual and want to get married.
Where before this came down to whether or not your state had legalized it, now you are free to do so regardless of which state you live in.
If you are a heterosexual and do not want to enter into a homosexual marriage.
Okay, you will not be required to marry a gay person. If you're straight, don't marry a gay person. So this is common misunderstanding. The decision actually does not affect you in any way, which is true unless you're gay and I don't know.
Yes, and if you're married and you're married in a straight and a man-woman marriage, then if it affects you, it's because you're gay.
you think it's going to affect you, it's one of you's game. Okay.
If you are currently in a heterosexual marriage,
this does not affect you in any way.
If you are a heterosexual who is not currently married,
this does not affect you in any way.
If you are a heterosexual who hopes to eventually marry,
this decision does not affect you in any way.
If you're a member of a church that performs wedding ceremonies but that does not believe in gay marriage,
this does not affect you in any way. Then don't. If you're a member of the church, you don't have to. Yeah. Okay.
If you're a religious official who performs wedding ceremonies but who thinks gay marriage is wrong,
this decision does not make you. It doesn't affect you in any way.
If you're an individual who believes gay marriage or homosexuality in general is wrong for religious reasons and wish to continue expressing those beliefs,
okay, this doesn't affect you at all. Okay. No.
If you're an individual who believes gay marriage or homosexuality in general is wrong for non-religious reasons and wish to continue expressing those beliefs,
yes, this does not affect you at all either.
Okay. If you're a heterosexual who fears this decision adversely affects your marriage or the concept of marriage in general,
no effect on you at all.
Okay. If you're a heterosexual who fears this decision negatively affects you in some way,
this doesn't affect you at all either.
Okay. If you're a heterosexual who suffers anger or anxiety at the thought of gay couples getting married as an abstract concept and believes the only cure is to legally prevent gay marriage.
Yeah, so this decision will probably, you know, cause you some degree of anger and anxiety. And otherwise, this does not affect you at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, on the overall, most things don't change for straight or heterosexual couples.
Yep.
It really affects the gay couples.
You know, that's what I did with some of my friends at work. I did say that I shook their hand, you know, telling them, hey, marriage equality passed. What does that mean? They don't know. They're not reading the news. They didn't care. Yeah, they didn't care because it doesn't affect them.
That's right. So.
It doesn't affect them. So I told them up front, I know this does not affect you. But I'm now not a second class citizen. I'm now your equal. I'm now equal to you now because we all have the same opportunities.
And now Mike can come in and take half.
That's right.
So, and one last thing about marriage. After 54 years together, Jack Evans and George Harris become the first same-sex couple to marry in Dallas. According to NBC 5 News, the Octogarians were the first of the 170 same-sex couples to be married in Dallas County on Friday. Their nuptials came just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court landmark decision to legalize gay marriage nationwide. But it's not gay marriage anymore. It's just marriage.
Just marriage.
Evans and Harris have been together for more than 54 years.
Wow.
And they finally got to be married. In their 80s, they got to be married.
Yeah. So I saw also, there's a lesbian couple. They're both in wheelchairs, and it's in another state. I can't remember. I saw the picture that they've been together like the same amount of time, or probably 80 years. I'm not sure. They're in their 90s, but they've been together for so long, probably 50 years plus also. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm happy, yeah.
And they finally get to see it in their lifetime. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, or maybe a few podcasts ago, we were here with Dave. Even we were talking about,
we were joking about Texas would be the last state to approve it,
and then it's going to be South Carolina, you know.
Yeah, and then South Carolina passed it, but now Texas is doing this whole thing that if your religious beliefs go against gay, marrying gays, then you don't have to perform those services, which I'm fine with. If you don't want to perform my service when I get married, that's fine. There are plenty of others who will. Thank you.
Yeah. And then right now, that's the problem now with the county clerks. Right now, they're being prevented. They're told to issue marriage licenses.
If they have a religious... And if they do, then you have to go to somewhere else to get your marriage license. Yeah. So,
I have to.
I mean, it's kind of silly, but it's like this. You know what? There are other counties that issue them, so you can go get to the next county over that might issue it where yours won't, just because some old crone's had her job for 50 years and they can't get her to retire yet.
Yeah. So. Okay, I have a quote here from Gary, my friend Gary, Andrew Gary, and the post that it really. Makes me think about it. That's why I shared it on Facebook. He says here, some Texas Department of public safety officials won't issue any more handgun licenses due to their moral convictions. Think about it. If you replace handgun with marriage, it's the same thing. But think about it, with marriage, not issuing licenses for issuing marriage licenses because of religious reasons, but handguns, you know, won't people with religious convictions also think about it, that, you know, it's a weapon that can hurt people and possibly kill people? Although some people would say, yeah, it's for sport and everything, but more often than not, it can be used to hurt someone or kill. Won't that even affect your moral convictions even more than there's just so much hypocrisy. I could see even issuing marriage licenses to people who got divorced, right?
That's right. You've already been married one time.
Yeah, and according to the Bible, it's a sin to divorce. And marrying someone who is a virgin, so what now? I'm going to ask the girl, are you a virgin? I'm sorry.
It will be interesting if that happens.
Yeah. I mean, you pick and choose. What happened to these county clerks? They pick and choose, and they choose that gay marriage.
Let's see. Maybe I need to go be a county clerk. Are you a virgin, dear?
The hot guys? No, probably not. That's going to be hard.
No. Are you a virgin? No. Oh, can't issue a marriage license. You got to be virgin.
Got to be a virgin.
And I see your girlfriend, and she's a slut. So, anyway.
Okay, let's move on, Ray.
All right, you want to take entertainment?
Okay, entertainment. Well, it could have been a geek, but it's okay.
It's not a geek.
It's about... It is Netflix. Okay, so Netflix is about to be bigger than ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, which I would subscribe to because I'm subscribed to Netflix. So, we saw this coming. The explosive cord-cutting popularity of Netflix will finally torch the laurels of traditional broadcast television networks. Analysts predict that if Netflix were measured as a 24-hour station by Nielsen, it would have more viewers than ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox within this year. So there is some fine print to the bold-faced news. The prediction comes from analysis by Wall Street research from the firm FBR Capital Markets, and depend on Nielsen's high specific form of ratings. Variety explains why this is relevant. Nielsen TV ratings cover at most up to 7 days of video on demand and DVR viewing, and exclude online video views, which networks say are increasing part of the pie. Moreover, TV networks provide a different blend of content such as live sports that Netflix doesn't have. That's a problem with Netflix, though. It doesn't have sports. So, still.
Well, they have documentaries about sports.
Yeah.
But it's not live stuff.
Yeah, it's not live stuff.
And I don't think they'll ever really go there because their stuff is video on demand.
Yep, that's right. So, the idea that the Netflix is the network just got a lot more convincing. We already knew that the streaming video company has gobbling up about a third of all traffic on the internet. Now we know that the big red giant is even closer to total world domination than we thought. And Netflix before was just a fledgling company, and they were just concentrating on DVDs. They had the great idea of streaming video alongside with the DVD. I love that.
Yeah.
I had the option to watch videos and rent DVDs at some point. And then they had to split it.
Yeah.
They had so much controversy.
And it's the internet. Gets pushed further and further into the non-populated areas, so you can access video on demand easier. Eventually, they'll probably fade out the DVDs.
Yeah, that's right. Right now, for you to use the DVD model, you have to pay an extra $8.95, like that, or $7.99. I think $7.99 plus tax.
The only sad thing is there are certain things you can get on DVD that you can't get on demand,
and vice versa.
Vice versa. So.
I know someone, our friend Gary, he subscribed. No, not Gary. Oh, yeah, I think Gary does. He subscribed to both online and DVDs because, you know, having a kid around, they'd like to have DVDs to play. But most of them are, you know, going to be all DVD, all online streaming.
VeggieTales.
So,
but I mean, I know I watch Netflix and Hulu.
Are you a cord cutter? Are you a cord cutter? No more cable?
No, we get cable.
You still have cable. Okay.
Still have cable.
So you're not yet the cord cutter. That's
But it's getting close to that. I mean, I think we're really going to take our cable down to basic. with their high speed internet.
Yep.
And I already got HBO and Apple TV. I got Hulu. I got Netflix. If there are TV shows on there that I want to watch, most of them are offered online.
Yep.
I've been watching a majority of the shows that I hadn't been recording. I just go to Hulu and pick them up and watch them.
Yep.
And that way I can test them. Say, I want to even record the show, or I just want to watch because I can watch them at work at lunch or at night or something. So.
Yeah. So.
If Hulu would get smart, they would. I'm sure it's a thing with the TV station, with the licenses, with the TVs that they have to have commercials on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like ABC, you can stream many of the ABC videos, but you get to see a lot of commercials in between, which is fine, I guess. The magic there is that it's video on demand. Yeah. If I want to watch it now, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because
but that's getting better. I mean, people do this whole staged TV programming. And it's like they want you in front of your TV at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night to watch TV. And that
model's not working.
That model doesn't work anymore. People have multi-shift jobs. They go out and they work different shifts. They have families, kids that are softball, football, just normal lives. They just can't sit down at 8 o'clock and watch a TV show. I mean, pretty much everything I watch is recorded.
And, of course, with DVRs, Netflix and everything, especially what Netflix does, they bring seasons all in one.
Well, Netflix has some shows that are released every week.
But the ones
but most of the stuff they produce is all released at one time.
Yeah, all episodes released at one time, and you end up binge watching.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening now.
That's right. We kind of been binge watching Scandal.
Oh really? Yeah. I heard it's really good too. Yeah.
It's good. So.
So
we
gotta
go back and catch up with Orange is the New Black.
So. Oh, me too. See, I still have to catch up on that. So yeah, binge watching is really popular right now, and Netflix does that for you. That's the model that HBO could not do yet, or choose not to do yet. They still do it one episode a week.
Well, yeah, because they're also releasing it on cable, and I think that's one of the things.
That's why.
That's to keep the people that are on cable happy. Is so, hey, I only get to watch this on Sunday nights when it comes on. Why should somebody else that's giving you $15 a month and I'm paying $150 for my cable get to watch all of them at one time?
Yeah, that's true. So. Yeah, that's the reason why. Yeah, because they don't have that luxury that Netflix has. That's why they're saying Netflix has that. Yeah. So anyway, so are you guys card carders already, or do you still watch live TV? Let us know. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, Maynard, the gay.
I'll do the gay. Yes. Of course. It's the kind of gays I like. So, do men with thicker builds make better boyfriends? I think we had an article like this before. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I think so too. So,
you're awesome boyfriends.
There are top 5 reasons according to a blogger. So, this is by Cesar. Thank you very much, Cesar, for sending this article. So, bears date bears. Twink, seek out twinks. Well, I don't know. Jocks play with jocks. It's the usual law of the land. The rule that that most people say is put out what you want to be, or be the person you want to be with. Unfortunately, I'm not attracted to fellow Earth signs. Bears are bigger, beefy men. This is the article, I guess. I'm sorry. I'm more of the opposites attract kind of guys. Oh, that's right. It's like Mike is. So following the rule of dating, I should perform myself into... I should transform myself into a jock or a twink or a thin guy and spend weekends getting my back waxed. Oh, what a waste. Okay, so once in a while I get lucky enough to find someone outside of my category that will give me a second look, even though I don't have the 32 and under waist or abs for days. When's the last time you had a 32 waist, Ray?
School.
Okay. When you were a baby. I'm kidding.
I was a baby.
There are fit...
Wearing my huskies.
There are fit and fun men that do find us bigger, beefier men good enough to give us the time of day and maybe the time of night and breakfast the next morning. Ooh, actually, a nice, fit, smiling guy giving me a simple compliment would keep my happy meter full of 4 weeks. So why would a beefier, bearish guy be someone to give a chance? Besides our great personalities and ability to produce body heat, that's true. That's why Mike likes, you know, cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be warmer. Let's give me a blanket. So Zim Van Adams believes that there are other reasons to give thick men a chance. Hence, there are five reasons that Zim says is why thicker men are being sought out as potential boyfriends. Okay, Ray, what's number one?
We last longer in bed.
Why is that, Ray? So,
recent scientific studies have proven that overweight men who have plump tummies also maintain a female sex hormone that floats to their bodies called estradiol. The hormone actually works to slow down the process of reaching an orgasm.
Really? I thought women reach orgasm faster than men.
No.
No, they don't?
Most women don't reach orgasm because most men don't know what they're doing.
Oh, okay. So that's the point, though. They, because of that hormone, yeah. they don't come faster. Yeah. Okay, they last longer. All right, so number two.
And if you watch a lot of the amateur porn videos, it's usually about 2 or 3 minutes and bam.
Oh, guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it was number two, more understanding and accepting. Yeah, I could see that. So dating a chubby or heavier man can work wonders for your self-esteem. Most often, a guy who has battled with his own weight and body issues isn't going to criticize you or the other people around him for gaining a few extra pounds. Yeah, I agree. They're less judgmental. Bears are very accepting.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Number three. Some of my friends will disagree with this. Mentally healthier and happier than many. While it is certainly true that bigger people suffer from bouts of sadness, insecurities, or depression as it pertains to their physical body, or a lot of thick men are rather confident in whom they are as a whole.
Really? So some of them are, are very comfortable with themselves. Yeah. That's why they keep themselves as bears. And number four, this is a really true also. He's a cushion. Yeah, bears are cushions. They're fluffy. Yeah, they poke him. Yeah. Both physically and emotionally, a thick man will bring layers of comfort to your life. Not only does his soft body provide the best comfy cuddle moments, but a thicker dude is willing to open his heart to romance and other relationship opportunities with less force. He realizes that he doesn't have the ideal gym body, and he knows that you have looked beyond that fact to truly connect with him. As a result, your teddy bear wants nothing more than to make you feel as special and chosen as you have done for them, or for him.
Yeah. Number five, undeniable sex appeal. Quite simply, the draw of a thick man is his plump, protective physical shield. He isn't toned, but his body shape is typically that of a traditional alpha male. Being in his presence can make his dates and other romantic partners feel safe, guarded, and free.
You know, it just reminds me of a term that I've been hearing for the past few weeks or months.
Dad bods.
Exactly. Dad bods. Dad bods are hot. Maybe that should be the title of the show. Dad bods are hot. So yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, you go by Hubert Dad. And yeah.
Well, that's for different reasons.
Okay. It's a different reason why Ray goes for Hubert Dad. Yeah, it's interesting that many things that they said here is really true. They're, you know, bears are accepting, they're fluffy, they're cushiony, and of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That,
yeah. And bitches, we can cook.
That's right. Oh, they didn't say anything about cooking.
I know, that could be number six. Fat boys can cook, usually.
Okay, let's move on, Ray. How about geek?
Houston will build the nation's 10th licensed commercial spaceport at Ellington Airport.
Really?
This is announced today. As it has for so many decades, Houston will once again play a key role in the future of aerospace aviation. This morning, Mayor Anise Parker, along with the Houston Airport System, announced that Ellington Airport will become a licensed commercial spaceport. Houston will play a lead role in commercial space operations in the 21st century, said Houston Mayor Anise Parker. We believe a licensed spaceport in Houston will not only serve as an economic generator for the city, but also enhance Houston's well-deserved reputation as a leader and key player in the aerospace industry. The announcement came after the Federal Aviation Administration granted formal approval to the city to establish Ellington as a launch site for reusable launch vehicles. Today's approval also paves the way for plans that could transform old Ellington Field into a hub for space projects such as spacecraft manufacturing, astronaut training, zero gravity experimentation, and a site for launching microsatellites.
So we're gonna be. Where is Ellington anyway?
Ellington Field.
Ellington Field. Where is
down
it?
Down by next to Hobby.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually past the Beltway. On it's closer to.
So NASA. It's part of the city. It's not even outside.
Well, because listen. Houston stretches all the way down 45 and zigs in and out and takes. Encompasses NASA,
so they. Can I guess that area there is a little open. Yeah,
so,
but they have to go all the way down, though.
Well, you don't want a rocket launching in the middle of the city. This ain't Star Wars yet, man. We got floating space programs. So, and after the SpaceX blow up the other day, I don't know if I want them in the city right away.
Oh, that's right.
So
okay.
So, Houston has been the forefront of aviation history and innovation for decades. Houston Aviation Director Mario C. Diaz said, "Not only does this opportunity to reinforce an already long-established connection with the aerospace industry. It offers Houston the opportunity to strengthen its relationship as a forward-looking city and leader in creating high-tech, next-generation-type jobs. Houston will be one of just 10 selected sites nationwide to build an FAA-approved licensed commercial spaceport. We look forward to completing our vision and create an aerospace industry cluster at the Houston Spaceport," said Arturo Machuca, the general manager at Ellington Airport. "Now that we're officially the 10th commercial spaceport in the U.S., we are ready for work with our aerospace industry partners to take advantage of the unique location, infrastructure, and human resources that the fourth largest city in the U.S. has to offer. Not to mention, we're right next door to NASA with a lot of labs and science fields and construction buildings that we can build spaceships with."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The article, if might not even put the links, but the pictures are pretty impressive because it's almost like they're doing this whole greenway space over 45 to get back and forth from one side to the other. And it was real pretty looking what they did, if they get to do that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that we're going to have this, how many, like 20 years from now?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, they're going to start laying the ground prints now so they know what they start doing. Because right now there's only one spaceport in the U.S., that I know that's officially licensed, and I think that's the one that Elon Musk built.
Oh, the one for SpaceX?
Yes.
That blew up. Okay.
Well, no, the rocket blew up.
The rocket blew up.
But their spaceport is being built out in Arizona, if I remember correctly. Mm. And stuff. Was it Space One rocket type or Space Two? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Maybe we will get to see a spaceport in Houston before we die, Maynard.
Probably, yeah. So. That'd be nice. I mean, it's something that I look forward to because we're geeks. Ray and I are geeks. We like space stuff. Yeah. And if anything happens like that in our lifetime,
I'd like to have my self-driving car first, though.
Self-driving cars? Yeah. Probably 10 more years, it would be so commercialized. I think so. It's something that you buy, and then all you have to do is, how do you test drive this? And you just sit down there. Okay. Go from here to there, you know.
Because on Facebook, I posted the Mercedes-Benz vision of self-driving car. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what I want right there.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So, that's it. That's interesting. That's exciting about that. Okay, let's go to Bizarre. Okay. So, the Bizarre is about Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut reportedly fires man after customers catch him masturbating. Thank you, Caesar, for the article. So this is in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yep.
A Pizza Hut employee has reportedly been fired after a teenage drive-through customer snapped a photo of him with his hand down his pants. The photo got a lot of attention on Facebook and Reddit, and the teen girl's mom has alleged that our erstwhile pizza boy was playing with himself. So my daughter and her friend were in line waiting on our pizza, and the guy were there kept his hand down his pants playing with himself the whole time. So the girls actually took pictures while they sat there. Yeah, posted on Facebook. So they called to ask for a manager to let him know that what occurred and spoke to a certain Zach, who informed them he was the manager and he'd speak with the other guy. So the two girls believe Zach was actually the man they saw playing with himself. They did not eat the pizza. I wouldn't either. No. Just in case he'd thrown in any extra toppings at no charge.
Gonorrhea would have eaten the pizza.
Well, yeah, either that or actually semen. So Brent Linger later updated her Facebook post claiming that alleged masturbator had been let go. There's an update. I have gotten in touch with Pizza Hut's main headquarters. They are taking this seriously. Wow. He was fired before they were even notified. Many of the employees saw this on Facebook and the manager had already let him go. I also contacted the health department and explained my fears of him just going to another food chain. Oh, yeah. His name is going to be so...
McDonald's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that jerk off on that Big Mac.
Yeah, that's that special sauce.
Yes. Lettuce cheese. Special sauce, lettuce cheese. It makes a new twist on it, okay? So I assure you, I'm not just going to let it go. I'm not just upset about what happened to my girls, but concerned for their community and how this could affect all who have eaten here while this man was employed there. I've never expected this to be shared the way it has. I just got on Facebook to vent because I couldn't reach anyone at the time. Well, when you say something on Facebook and post a picture and say something about a big company, it's always going to be shared. So an employee at the Pizza Hut location told Gawker by phone that a manager was recently fired. So a manager was also fired, but couldn't comment on the details of the story. We've also reached out to Pizza Hut's press office, but haven't yet received any response. So
maybe that's because they get their hands in their pants.
Yeah, that's right. What is this? In completely unrelated news, Pizza Hut recently introduced a crust covered in tiny hot dogs. I saw that. It is intriguing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You know, pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Maybe that's what he was making, the pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, that's right. That's interesting. I think, you know, that's, oh my God. Imagine that. I would really eat the crust at that point then.
Of course. He likes it crusty.
I like it crusty. Ugh. Okay. Okay, so I guess those are news.
And I'm sure that would not be the first time that girl has tasted semen.
So we say, oh, it tastes like semen. Oh my God, we can eat this pizza. It tastes like semen. Yeah, she would know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ray, it's 4th of July this coming weekend. What are your plans?
What are my plans? Take it easy.
Take it easy?
Yeah, I got some friends coming over Saturday to hang out.
Yeah, I wonder who those friends are. Okay.
Select friends.
Will it be a potluck or will it be a...
We're cooking burgers, I think.
Burgers, okay. Yeah. All right.
Somebody could bring egg rolls if they really wanted to.
Yeah, somebody might bring egg rolls, maybe. We'll see.
And then that night we're going downtown to watch the fireworks. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wish I had a car, though. I had my new car. Oh, by the way, I'm in drama mode right now when it comes to cars.
Girl, because, you don't even know the drama.
Yeah, it's... I don't... Okay. 2 weeks ago, I had an accident and totaled my car, and I'm trying to get a car, and I promised myself I'm not gonna get a brand new car, and then I'm looking for a certified pre-owned, and turns out the certified pre-owned that I was trying to get had watered.
Bad.
It's tainted. It's got water damage. Then why did you certify it in the first place? So
maybe you got water damage after the certification because of all the flooding recently.
Yeah, but then, I don't know, if it's certified, why did it get wet?
Maybe they do the certification, and their certifications only last for so many days, and if the car's sitting on the parking lot for a while, then they have to recertify it before they can sell it.
Yeah, that's the point. It was in the lot for a long, long time.
So there's probably flooding on that lot.
Mm-hmm.
When the flooding happened over Memorial Day, and it got some water in it, and that's why it's no longer certified.
Sucks. So yeah, I can't do anything right now.
You can sell it for $5,000 less. If they uncertify it, you take it for a $5,000 cut.
Really?
As long as they clean the interior and stuff. I mean, if everything checks out, find out why they can't make it certified. It's because the inside got wet, or they're worried about the electronics being messed up.
Kind of both.
Okay.
Kind of both, actually. So anyway, we'll see. I'm still on the hunt for a car. What do you guys suggest? What kind of a car? I want something...
I told him he should go get a Toyota 4Runner so he can ride around it and change his profile online to Butch Bottom.
Right. I'll get on with that. A truck. Okay. All right, so Happy 4th of July, guys. By the time you guys listen to this, tell us your stories. And tell us what you think of the stories that we talked about.
Stay off the beach. There are sharks everywhere.
And also about marriage equality, when are you going to get married? If you're watching this, email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Tell us what you plan, what are your plans and everything. So, yeah, email us. And
oh, if you'd like to leave us a voice message, we will play it on the show. So if you want to comment on an article, tell us about your wedding plans in a brief statement. You can call us and leave a voicemail at the show at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voice message and we will play it on the show.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be nice to hear. Oh, Ray can be your solemnizer.
That's right. If somebody will not marry you because you're gay, you can contact me and I will go get reordained and I can come marry you for a fee.
Like a flight to somewhere. I don't know. Okay, so subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And follow us, Facebook and Twitter. And also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.